possibility could be about to get a whole lot more difficult, which is just what you need, isn't it? At the moment, people who need extra help in getting to work or actually working have financial help from the Access to Work pot of money provided by the government. But change is afoot. So let's find out more about this from Faye Savage from the Essex Coalition of Disabled People. Morning, Faye.
Good morning, Dave.
And also with us on the phone is Cindy, who has a sort of visual impairment. Morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, Faye, what are these changes that are going to take place?
Well, Access to Work doesn't just fund driver support. It funds a whole load of different things, individually assessed for each disabled person based on what they need in their work. So that might be a piece of software or it might be an adapted desk, those sorts of things.
Right.
This particularly relates to driver support provided by a personal assistant where that personal assistant drives their own car. So obviously, as you said, getting to and from work is a fairly essential part of that.
Yeah.
Other parts of this support aren't affected, but the number of people who do use a PA to get to and from travel within work as well will be.
Right, so it's to do with the personal assistant who's actually taking you from point A to point B.
Yes, so
and back again.
Yes, exactly, hopefully.
Right.
So what Access to Work have said is that that role could be, under law, considered to be a taxi role, and therefore a licence is needed. Thus, despite the fact that the Department for Transport have only 2 weeks ago released guidance that says, you know, there are people who drive as part of their work, but that's not their main role, and as such, obviously, it's bureaucratic and sort of ridiculous to suggest they would need a licence to do that.
Right, but they're saying that this could be the case.
Yes, so Department of Transport,
on the
one hand, it would mean that for some disabled people that they couldn't work, or in other cases they might have to actually get a licence, which could be upwards of £600 in cost, or start taking a taxi, which obviously is more challenging for the disabled person in the sense it's less personal, but also more expensive to the government and therefore to the taxpayer too.
Okay, so let me get this right. So personal assistants, and we'll come to you in a minute, Cindy, and find out how personal assistants help you, but personal assistants help you in your everyday work, including getting to work, coming home at the moment,
yes.
And they will very often do the driving. In fact, I used to know somebody who did that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying now that because they may be taxis, they would have to have a licence which would cost £600. Because, you know, we were talking to the Essex Coalition of Disabled People just a few weeks ago, and they were absolutely raving about the new mm-hmm. things about personal assistance. I mean, just have a listen to what was said when we last talked about this. And I think this is Hazel who was speaking.
Well, I think for people in Essex and around the country, it will give more control over who they employ and the choice of person they employ.
So, you know, real raving about these personal assistants and
yes.
how you were going to use it. And now they're saying, well, actually, you've got to get yourself to work somehow.
Yes, so it won't actually stop someone using a personal assistant, and as I said, they do a number of different things.
Yeah.
But the key point is this relates to the driver support and the cost that will be involved in changing that arrangement.
Right, and Cindy, take us through your life.
I use a support worker to, or a PA, as you might call it, to get me to and from work, and also the job that I do involves lots of driving around and doing different people's assessments, so that would be travelling to their homes. Lots of disabled people aren't able to come to the offices, so I would drive to them and give them an assessment. So it would involve my personal assistant driving me around lots of different places, driving me to and from work. And also, I mean, on the other hand, my personal assistant does do lots of other things. For example, helps move in the office, obviously would guide me around someone's house, help me fill in paperwork if I'm in somebody's house and they need, or maybe checking information on forms and things like that, really.
Right.